Well, I've been talking about all of this just before we came on air. First of all, with Agnès Poirier, a French political commentator and film critic. She was on the line from Paris. And Oussama Hassan, senior researcher at the counter-terrorism think tank Quilliam. I began by asking Agnès Poirier whether she'd seen the cartoons.
Well, I have seen some of the cartoons because from, you know, this morning, very early this morning, it was impossible to get a copy of Charlie Hebdo. I went to 10 different newsagents in Paris and just couldn't find it. So I had to do with what some friends sent me. So I haven't got the full pictures.
What's your response to what you've seen?
Look, it's a question of taste, I guess, and sense of humour and sensitivity. Personally, I'm not a regular reader of Charlie Hebdo. Charlie Hebdo is in the trade of provocation, also of thought-provoking cartoons. It's a news weekly, it must be said. I think it's important, covering the week's news in cartoons. And it's got a very irreverent tone. That's its trademark. Now, you know, you will always find people finding offensive. I have in the past.
No, I'm asking what your impression was. Did you find it to be witty, biting satire, was it?
I found some funny. I found some others not funny at all. Some vulgar, some offensive, and some boring.
Oussama Hassan, you're in London, so perhaps your newsagent would have even more trouble stalking this particular publication, but I wonder whether you've seen any of these.
No, I haven't, but I've had them described to me by other people, including Agnès just now, and confirmed that I don't actually want to see them. But it doesn't affect my position on this. Actually, I'm quite happy to state my case without seeing them.
Which would be what?